This is the one that's going to blow you away. This is not for day one of Flat Earth, but I'm going to show it to you anyway. Okay? This green land is our known world. The North Pole is right here. Our magnetic north is here. Our sun goes around the North Pole, and I'm going to show you how it migrates in between these tropics. This white line is the shoreline of Antarctica. Okay? So here's the question. What's all of this land? Okay? This is the unknown world. Okay? This is it's a very, very good map of the Earth, and there's a video that I'll show you that label shows you what's going on here and what's happening here. What is this? What does it look like to you guys?
Yin and yang, almost.
It's an inverse image of the moon.
So again, thanks to Vibes of Cosmos, you have the link down below to the online shop and to the channel. This is what they sell on their online shop in a package called the World Map. This comes separately. This picture is actually amazing. If you go to properties, I'll show you the details. It's 21,000 pixels width per 14,000 height. Remember, full high definition is 1920 per 1080, right? And you have like 4K and 8K. This is 21K per 14K. It's absolutely amazing. You can actually see the zoom. If we're going to zoom in, you have like all the details and stuff. So this is the moon, actually. Okay, this is the moon, what we see on the sky. The thing is, they edited and they colored it, so we have the difference. We know what's land and what's water. As you can see here, this huge piece of land here. But let's start with the known world. The known world is this. The known world, you have, like, you see Russia here, so this is like Eurasia, the continent. This is Australia. This is the Americas, so North America and South America. And this is Africa, huge Africa, with Madagascar, and then we have New Zealand here. As you can see, there's like two huge big continents, or three huge continents. You have Atlantis here, you have Lemuria here, and you have Hyperborea here, with Greenland and Iceland, Hyperborea. And then you have like several other like huge islands here. And of course, this thing here would actually keep on going. So what we see here is only what we are able to see because of the reflection via plasma from the Earth on the Moon. As if that's just like a circle, but then you have like all the stuff we have, like black here is the stuff that we can't see actually, right? So the world goes on and on, just like in Sanskrit. And then you have like this huge, enormous continent, which if we change the picture, it's called Terra Vista, Vista, which is actually in Spanish, Vista. Well, Spanish, I mean, it can be any language. Terra means earth and vista means seen, the seen earth. So the governments of the world, they know of the existence of this, and this is the Chronos Sea. I guess they got this from the ancient texts in Greek, because they, you know, the Chronos Sea is close to Atlantis, and Atlantis itself has the names in ancient Greek. So it has like Cyclops and Azan and Titan and Poseidonia and Amazonia. And it's freaking amazing. So the governments of the world, they know about all this, but they're not allowed to go. And of course, people are gonna say, how dare you say this, because we know how the world is. No, just look at the map used in high school or like university, the typical Mercator map, or look at the globe. Everything is made in a such a way that they just tell you how the world looks like, but nobody is able to prove it to you. No, Antarctica does not exist as a continent as seen on the globe map. Antarctica is what we understand as this. So at let's change the map here so you can see. This is the Americas. So you can see here USA, Mexico, Canada, and Brazil and Argentina and all that stuff. So this is Terra del Fuego, Fireland. And then you have Terra Lacach, and then you have Terra Galega, and then you have Lemuria. As you can see, they're separated by water. And what we call Antarctica is this. So from the Falkland Islands or from Argentina, you get here, Terra del Fuego. So the first like islands, the first lands would be what we call the cruise ships that go to our Antarctica for tourism purposes. And then you would actually get to that land that Admiral Byrd said it's bigger than America. And I'm guessing he was referring to Lemuria. It could be to Lemuria, and then you have like Nova Guinea and Brasilia, but that's Lemuria, right? And as you can see here, Lemuria is actually from, because you have here like the Okhotsk Sea, this is Japan, this is Russia, so it's very, very close to Russia, it's very close to Papua New Guinea and Australia, and it's very close to South America. You're gonna say, so how come we don't get to see Lemuria, or you don't get to see Atlantis? Well, my question is, when you go to the airport and you want to take a plane, can you actually tell the pilot to just like, for example, let's say here, you go from like the western coast of South America in a straight line and see if you reach any continent? No, you never do that. The planes have their own flight paths. They're not allowed to go beyond certain directions. If you take the Earth globe that we see, there's not even one video showing a plane or a boat going on the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean in a straight line to film only water. People just assume everything is water and everything is a globe. Nobody has proven that everything is a globe with curved water. Do you see what I mean? Actually, if you dare to go beyond certain limits via boat or plane, you have the Coast Guard, you have the army coming against you, and they're actually entitled by law to shoot at you, and you're bye-bye. So that's the world we live in. We live in a prison, and we are only allowed to go and to see what they are allowed us to see. So if you have like, your own private boat and private plane, you're not allowed to go in a straight line until you want to reach a different continent. Heck, not even reach a different continent, just to prove that the Earth is a globe. Straight line over the Pacific, straight line over the Atlantic. If you go a straight line over the Atlantic, for example, if you go from the northern part of Europe, right, like this way, has anybody actually made a video going the northern way like this on the Atlantic? Nobody. It should be just a globe. You just like go on the globe while we're spinning in space like freaking amazingly speedy, super speedy Gonzales, and that's it. But no, nobody has done that. The same with the Pacific Ocean. If you go like, for example, from, well, the Atlantic, if you go from Brazil in a straight line, it's with the ocean. Just ocean. If you go from, for example, from Africa, this changes to Africa. Again and again. So Africa is here, have the Sahara Desert, you have South Africa. If you would go from South Africa in a straight line, you're supposed to actually go on the globe and get back to the north of Europe, right? Or Russia or Siberia or Canada. But has anybody filmed that? No, there's no boat that goes in a straight line to actually reach the continent, these islands. Actually, on these islands, this island, there's like a Belgium and an Indian military base, as we've seen before. Or if you go from like the western part of Africa all the way there, you would reach a different continent. When you look at the globe Earth and the maps used in high school, the maps are so shown as if, like, if you go from Africa in a straight line on the Atlantic, you would get to South America. No. And there's actually no flight paths. Because even if you take a plane, for example, what does the plane do? The plane would actually go from South Africa on the ocean, like that. Or it would go in a straight line, depends. I have to check the flight paths. So this is actually pretty amazing. This is the world. So we have Atlantis here, which is actually amazing. Very close Atlantis to Dakar. And actually, well, not very close. This is Cape Verde, Cabo Green, Cape Green, we say Cape Verde. And it's actually 700 kilometers, this distance. So it's not that easy to get there. And besides with the storms and the Coast Guard and the army. So you would, it is possible, we don't know, but it's not simple. And it's fascinating. So, and what can I say? I mean, we don't know anything here, this continent here. We actually do know that there's like some bases, there's like a German base here, and there's like a base from UK and Argentina. But yeah, that's freaking amazing, fascinating stuff. So this is like the visible world. This is what we see on the moon. Of course, with the colors, right? Because on the moon, you would see everything like white and gray. So the continents would be gray and the water is white because of the reflection of plasma. Everything is technology. The big question is, who does this reflection? Oh, in Hyperborea. So you remember, like, when you go to Google Earth and Google Maps and you see these lands here, you see, like, this is like Nova Zemlya from Barents Sea. So from the north of Russia, you see, it's like the north of Europe, Russia. And then you have Finland and Sweden and Norway with the UK here, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain, and this is like the land, the last land. And then if you go to Google Earth from the Americans, or if you go to the Russian maps, because the Russians also have their maps, from here onwards it's banned. Why? But this is why, because you have Hyperborea between Greenland. This is Svalbard here, the last known land which belongs to Norway, and that's it. And you're not allowed to see this central continent. Maybe this is the continent where everything started from for this like place here, or who knows, maybe it's just like another continent. And this is Canada here with Alaska and all these places. And you know, look at the rivers here. So that's what you actually see on the moon. And there's something here. Maybe this was like something happened here, because you see here that these like places look like they were bombed or something, and this has disappeared completely. So maybe there was like a war or something. Yeah, but this is like not appearing on the maps. Yeah, everything is like you do a zoom in on the Russian maps or on Google Earth, and everything is pixeled and erased. And yeah, it's just amazing how they actually put all the cities, even in Russia and Mongolia. You have like the Gobi Desert, and then you have Asia here, Thailand, the Philippines, Indonesia, definitely Australia, super big. Australia is very close to other continents as well, so the Australians would actually have it much easier to escape if they were would be allowed. I've actually seen like some Australians which were caught by the Coast Guard or the army via a plane, because they were taking like a private plane, and the army they said they would shoot them down. That was just impressive. And then, yeah, New Zealand, from New Zealand as well. If you go from New Zealand all the way to a different world, I'm actually curious to actually know if there are some people in New Zealand and Australia who can actually escape this place. What can I say about Africa? Like, I'm actually wondering if there are some people in these places. There's a country called Liberia, and as you know, there's like another continent by the Germans, which is called Liberia as well, as we've seen before. And Amazonia, which is part of Atlantis, is very close to Africa. In the Atlantic Ocean. So wondering if somebody from these places, Senegal, Guinea, Mauritania, or Cape Verde, were actually able to go there. And it's so simple. It's so simple. So the whole thing we've seen so far with the Gleason map, I'm not saying that the Gleason map is wrong. It's actually very good. It's just not complete. If we take that the moon is the reflection of the known and unknown world, although Terra Vista is known, because that's why the governments know about this. This would be everything that we have on the sky. The moon. The moon is the map. And we would be able to go if we were not prisoners in this world. And they would actually allow us to go and to, you know, to just explore. Let's see. Lemuria, yeah, we've seen that. So let's see America again. America is very small, to be honest. The Americas, in terms of you know, comparing them to, for example, North America is super small compared even to like even like Europe, to be honest, with Russia looks big. Well, I mean, Russia is very huge as well, and Europe and America, North America, are pretty much the same. considering what I mean, what just the USA actually looks really small. But I mean, it's big anyway, it's just smaller than the rest of the continents. Look at the size of Lemuria. It's actually bigger than Australia. And Atlantis actually is decently big as well. I'm very curious to see these continents here, if there's other human beings living on them or not. I know for like for you, this sounds very crazy, but to be honest, after seeing all this, watching the globe again, like looking at the globe or like the Mercator map, that actually looks really crazy. That Mercator map we use in school, or the globe, which by the way, the companies who produce the Mercator maps and the globes, they're actually saying this is not for educational purposes. Especially on the globes, it's actually there's an etiquette saying not for educational purposes, just for decorative purposes. Imagine, so they know, of course they know. Look at the Atlantic Ocean, man. The Atlantic Ocean is huge, and much. I mean, of course, the Pacific Ocean also continues this way, but yeah, what can I say? So this is the 21K per 14K map of the world, of the known and unknown world, according to what we see on the moon. Once you actually put the colors, so you can actually understand where we live. So if you're from America, you're here somewhere in America. If you're from Europe, you're here where my mouse is, and this is a huge Russia. You're from China here, India, Thailand, the India's here. So the Arabian Sea, the Arabian world, Saudi Arabia, look at the Gulf and Cairo. And man, the Red Sea, Africa is so huge. And Madagascar is actually very huge as well. Imagine these lands here as well. This is fascinating. So this is what you can actually call real stuff, real cool stuff. Just imagine Atlantis. I'm actually wondering if the Atlanteans are still there on that continent. So what do we do to deserve to be in such bliss ignorance? We're so ignorant. We're not allowed to explore. If you speak with somebody and if you tell them, hey, can you take me to a different continent? Like not follow the actual official flight paths or ship paths. Just take me in a straight line. And they will say no. Why? I mean, isn't it my right to actually explore? Because I'm a human being. If I want to go to a different continent, just let me. I want to go. But if you follow the movies that Hollywood makes, then you understand why we are not free. We are free to roam where they're like they gave us the right to do it, but we're not free to do whatever we want or to go wherever we want, because we're just not. That's the whole point. Now this is amazing. Again, the links on the shop are on the Vibes of Cosmos. I do not know who these guys are. I don't know where they got this information from. It's just so amazing to finally know where we live, what's the stuff we're not allowed to know and to see, where Atlantis is, where Lemuria is. And if this was just like, now I understand why so many people online, they have these maps. Sometimes you look at some of the maps you see online and you say, and you think, oh, there, it's just the imagination of our artists, you know, and graphic designers. Well, now that we know the map, and you take the map and you should like know how to put the colors, and you see the difference between land and water, and you see the continents and everything else, now you know, and now you understand how the map is actually not something physical, but it's a reflection via plasma in the electromagnetic vortex world, which is the one that we live in. We're gonna see more stuff soon, so I just want to actually show you this map, and we're gonna see the Atlas map in the next video, which is actually much nicer to watch, and they actually did a very good job to make it to see the difference between what we know, what we are allowed to know, and we are not allowed to know. So again, Lemuria, Atlantis, Hyperborea, and then Terra Vista, which is huge, and then we have all these islands here, and then continue more lands. Actually, there's land here as well. Look at that land here as well. So these are lands. Who lives here? And all these islands, there's an island here in the middle of nowhere. Look at that, in the middle of nowhere, an island. Awesome stuff. And there's also an island here and an island there. There's plenty of islands, you know, plenty of small islands. I don't get tired of this. I could actually watch go on this map forever, but it's just when something is fascinating, it's fascinating. Now, if something else comes up and you're going to say, oh, this is fake, maybe, who knows? But since it's on the moon, and the moon is always the same, and we always see the same faces of the moon, now you understand why the same face is being seen on the sky for years and years. That's why. It's a reflection. So I'll see you guys in the next video.